You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The SkyPath project is all but cancelled, with the New Zealand Transport Agency Waka Kotahi telling cycling advocacy group Bike Auckland that the project has technical problems on how the pathway is supported on the east side of the Harbour Bridge. The path was supposed to connect West Haven in the North Shore, West Haven and North Cove Point in the North Shore. It was included in the government's $6.8 billion New Zealand upgrade program in February last year and had been allocated $360 million, with constructions supposedly scheduled to start at the beginning of this year. I spoke to the group's chair, Bob Cuthbert, about this morning, and I began by asking what is the project's technical problem.
It's to do with the piers, but I can't tell you any more than that, Justin. I'm afraid it's confidential information that I was given from Waka Kotahi. But think about it. There's the piers. You don't understand the structure of the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the piers of the bridge. We've got the actual bridge that was built in 1959, which is a truss structure. And then we've got the clip-ons that were built in 1969, and they are box girders. Quite important to understand that, because Waka Kotahi keep pumping out stories designed to confuse the public. One is that they talk about the truck crash that happened not so long ago. It has nothing to do with building whether you can or can't build SkyPath, because the bridge structure, the trusses, aren't affected by the SkyPath proposal at all, even though Waka Kotahi keeps saying they are. And then they keep talking about the clip-ons, which can't take more steel, which is true, they can't. But the SkyPath proposal is supported by the piers. Nothing to do with the clip-ons or the bridge itself. Apart from the fact that both, all these, the clip-ons and the bridge use the piers as well.
Right. But on this decision to delay SkyPath, how do you feel about this?
Hard to express, Justin, because it is such a suspect decision. In 2018, the government told Waka Kotahi to get on with the design. So in 2019, Waka Kotahi launched their design, May, saying this is an amazing design. It's absolutely fit for purpose. It'll be supported by the piers, so it doesn't have any problems with the clip-ons, which we keep talking about, or any other part of the bridge. So that is fantastic. So in theory, they went away and worked on the project. But now, getting on for 2 years later, and after the spending of a lot of money, we now hear they can't build it because it's something to do with the piers. Now, as I said to you, the piers are used by all parts of the bridge. So you've got to ask yourself, why didn't they check that in the beginning? Right. Why have they done all this work for this amount of time without checking? Is that not wasteful of public money? How much have they spent? Lots of good questions.
And that leads to my next question. Because the SkyPath project has been launched for more than a decade now, and for it to be so close to being cancelled, do you think it has been a waste of resources and time?
Well, no, because you're merging two projects. The first project was actually funded from the public, and that was the original SkyPath, which was hung off the clip-ons. And that was a massive public effort funded by a trust, not by public money as such, and it showed that you could design and get resource consent, which is a really hard thing to do, even getting right through the Environment Court. So that was not wasted time. What has been wasted time is Waka Kotahi taking the project away, saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to use that design at all. We're going to invent our own. 2 years later, it's just money down the drain, money and time. Am I disappointed? I am gutted. This hugely matters because it's at a time when more and more people are biking and trying to get across the harbour from the North Shore. Ferries currently can't cope with the demand. So we've now got the proposal that's come out on the Herald front page today to build a new bridge, different bridge, with buses on it as well. That's going to take about a decade. So do you ride a bike, Justin?
Occasionally.
Good. Now, that's fine. Okay, so you'd understand if you were told that the vital link for the whole of Auckland is now going to be delayed for a decade. And meanwhile, we continue to build really good cycleways on the city side of the bridge and on the North Shore side. And we're talking about millions and millions of dollars, and yet you can't get across the bridge. Now, that's a public scandal, I think.
Right. But now SkyPath looks all but cancelled. What are the alternative options to achieve being able to take your bike from the North Shore down to the Auckland City Centre?
Well, you mean for the next decade until we wait for the next project to come along?
Or maybe other projects that are there any alternatives rather than using SkyPath that Waka Kotahi can do?
Not really, because that's the narrowest part of the harbour. So if you're going to get across, you've got to get across there. But the problem is, it takes you to West Haven, and that's not where most people want to go. They want to go to downtown so then they can connect up and use all the fabulous cycle paths that branch out from downtown. So that's why right now most people take ferries. But the demand to get across the harbour on ferries has massively outgrown the capability of ferries to cope because, you know, we've got more and more e-bikes. They take twice as much room as a sand bike. We've got more and more e-scooters. More and more people want to get around on this sort of micro-mobility, and yet the systems that we're providing for it are just outdated. Just, you know, Aucklanders, they're just way behind the game.
Right. You recently proposed converting a lane on the Auckland Harbour Bridge into one that's for cycling and walking purposes only. Why do you want that?
Well, can I just say, firstly, it's not for walking because one lane wouldn't allow for people to come and go by mixing up people walking and people biking because it's only 3 metres wide. So the really sad thing is that people won't be able to walk across the bridge, which means we'll be losing out on tourist dollars, but there we go. Anyway, why do I want it? Because I've just told you, we've got massive growing demand for people to get across the bridge. And if we can't build something in the short term, we need to allow something on the existing bridge. It can be done, absolutely can be done, but you just need Waka Kotahi to not create actually fake difficulties. They've just put out a media release saying, no, if you're going to do that, we'll need two lanes because we'll have to provide barriers. But you can do it in the one lane. They're also saying bridge is too steep. But actually, I wouldn't be rude enough to say they're lying, but they've magically somehow increased the gradient of the bridge by 3%. So, look, there's a huge credibility gap. I'm just sensing that Waka Kotahi actually don't want to help in any way at all. And yet they're currently investing millions in right across New Zealand, but particularly in Auckland, to encourage people to ride a bike. So it really doesn't make sense to me, Justin. I'm absolutely mystified as to why they're being so, I'm not going to say dishonest, but difficult and just, you know, blocking the way for people to get around the city on bikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.